District, Commissioner Duggan.
Present.
Thank you. That concludes roll call.
All right, so the first item is potential action after our just concluded executive session. Before we begin our actual regular agenda, the board did meet in executive session prior to this meeting. Does any commissioner have anything to bring before the board as a result of the executive session?
Chair Duda, we recently learned that there has been a legal challenge to the thermal trading plan we proposed to DEQ, which is a critical part of how we will implement our water quality certification under the Clean Water Act. I therefore move that, one, the commission acknowledges we have a vested interest in the approval of the thermal trading plan and the outcome of the legal challenge to that plan, and two, that we authorize staff and our legal counsel to participate in all proceedings necessary to protect that vested interest, including by filing pleadings and other documents with the court as they deem necessary.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second regarding the thermal trading plan. Do we need to have a roll call vote, or can we all vote at once, Debbie?
I'll go ahead and go through the roll call vote.
Commissioner. I'm sorry, Debbie, you didn't come through clearly.
Oh, starting with Commissioner Beatty?
Yes.
Commissioner Judah?
Yes.
Commissioner Duggan?
Yes.
All right, thank you. We've had a motion to second and a unanimous approval. Now we can move to a second subject as a result of the executive session. So I will read this one. It's a management authority matrix. WWSP currently operates under a management authority matrix, or MAM. It appears that the MAM would benefit from a small revision to clarify the spending authority of the general manager in the situation where we have initiated the condemnation process. I therefore move that we, one, modify the MAM to authorize the general manager to acquire property interests for an amount that is up to twice the appraised value of the property, or $150,000, whichever is greater. Two, ratify any prior acquisitions that meet these criteria. And number three, direct staff to update the MAM to reflect this clarification. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the management authority matrix as indicated. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Beatty?
Yes.
Commissioner Judah?
Yes.
Commissioner Duggan?
Yes.
All right. The motion passes unanimous. Thank you very much. That concludes any actions that we need to take as a result of the executive session. So the first thing is the general manager's report. Mr. Kroska will present that report.
Thank you, Chair Judah. Good afternoon, commissioners. Stepping into the general manager's report now, we'll start with our typical remote meetings etiquette. And thank you again for your continued flexibility as we hold our meetings remotely. We request participants continue to adhere to three basic rules, which is, first, please mute your microphone when you're not speaking. Please identify yourself before you speak. And if someone other than a board member would like to ask a question or make a comment, please use the raise hand feature. Let the GM know, general manager know, and wait to be acknowledged. So we'll start off with a safety moment here as soon as it gets teed up here on our screens. This one's about bicycle safety, so here we go. Next slide, please. Here we are. So as the warmer weather starts to arrive, people are beginning to dust off their bicycles, inflating tires, grabbing their helmets. Sharing the road with vehicles is a concern for all cyclists. 700 bicyclists were killed in crashes with motor vehicles last year. Cyclists should always wear helmets and make wise choices on the road as well. Next slide. So drivers can also contribute to bicycle safety to reduce injuries and deaths by following these seven tips. First, leave room between your vehicle and the bicyclists on the road. Second, if you need to pass a bicyclist, give them plenty of space. If possible, change into another lane when passing a cyclist. Third, before making a left or right turn, check for other vehicles and bicycles. Fourth, if you drive on a road that has designated bicycle lanes, respect them. Don't park in them or use them to pass another vehicle. Fifth, is always yield to bicyclists, even if you have the right of way. Remember that you're more protected in a vehicle than they are in a bike. Sixth, keep in mind that at night it can be hard to spot cyclists. And seventh, stay within the posted speed limit. Lower speeds give you more time to react in case a cyclist does something unexpected. So get out there, ride your bike, and do so safely. Returning now to the General Manager's Report, covering our approvals and procurements forecast. Attached to this report is that forecast for May through August. The forecast presents a view of WWSP activities that have recently been approved or scheduled for approval over the next 2 months by either the Program Director, the WWSS General Manager, WWSS Committees, or this board. Joelle Bennett will present a staff report on these anticipated June business agenda items later this meeting. Actually, that should say July business agenda items. Moving on to projects, planning, permitting, and communications updates. Permits and approvals were recently issued for various projects and for the overall WWSP. For our Reservoir 1.0 project, Washington County Land Use, Substantial Compliance, and Permitting Application. For our PLM 5.3 project, which is our pipeline project up Grabourne Road and across Farmington, Washington County, and no LUBA appeal of the land use permit approval. For our PLW 1.3 project, that's in the South Hillsborough area, we received from Washington County staging area land use approval renewed, an extension needed for piezometer wells decommissioning. For our PLW 2.0 project, that's our pipeline project in Cornelius Pass Road, north of TV Highway, north of Francis actually. City of Hillsborough, Cherry Lane staging area land use approval. And so we are continuing to submit permit applications for other WWSP projects, including our MPE 1.2 project, the pressure and flow control facility. That's with the City of Beaverton Land Use. Our MPE 1.2 project as well for DEQ 1200C and Washington County Land Use Staging Area and Grading Permit. And PLM 1.3, Genesee and Wyoming Railroad Access Agreement and Utility Occupancy License, TriMet Right-of-Way License. We are anticipating approval of Reservoir 1.0 Washington County Design Exception soon. Despite restrictions and modified business practices of permitted agencies related to COVID-19, still our permits are continuing to be processed in a timely manner. Moving on now to projects design status updates. Work on multiple design projects continues, including 11 pipeline projects, the water treatment plant, distributed control system, and the water storage tanks projects. And summarizing it all the design projects are progressing according to plan. And finally, now moving on to our construction project status updates. We still have 6 projects in construction. For our raw water facilities project, we completed the jet grouting production at the caisson zone, and that contractor that was doing the jet grouting work and the deep soil mixing is fully demobilized. Completed mobilization of all the pipe ramming equipment and began ramming the 84-inch casing underneath Arrowhead Creek. We continued excavating the trenchless receiving shaft on the other side of Arrowhead Creek. Continued installing the 8-inch potable water line and 4-inch and 8-inch sanitary sewers. We removed the existing Willamette River Water Treatment Plant pump, one of the pumps, and sent it off for refurbishment. Continued construction of the flow meter vault at the upper site. Successfully completed 42-inch raw water header cut and cap, and began installation of the 66-inch raw water pipeline. For our PLM 1.1 project, that's a raw water pipeline just outside of the raw water facilities project in Wilsonville, where that one's pretty much done. The project and punch list items are complete, and we have some additional work required in the drainage swell that's required by the city, and that's scheduled for right around this time, late May, early June. PLM 1.2 project is a raw water pipeline project in the north side of the city. That's in Day Road. Actually, it's in Garden Acres Road, being done in partnership with the City of Wilsonville. That one we've completed hydroseeding north of Day Road. We have a final deficiency and punch list that was issued back on April 28th and substantial completion granted on April 29th. And that one we also have final deficiency and punch list corrective items are currently underway. our PLM 5.1 projects, our pipeline project in Roy Rogers Road, just south of Shoals Ferry Road. That one, we've continued installation of our corrosion protection system and air vault assemblies and access vaults. The 18-inch Tiger turnout piping and associated vault construction is underway, and mainline pressure testing was completed and disinfection is planned for late last month. PLM 5.2 project, that's our finished water pipeline project along Shoals Ferry Road and Tile Flat. That one's pretty much done. We're completing final administrative closeout items and final payment request has been submitted. And then the last project to talk about today is our PLW 1.3 project. That's our finished water pipeline project in the South Hillsboro area. That one we've completed about 3,200 feet of 30-inch TVWD turnout pipe that's been installed along Rosedale Road and 209th Avenue. We've installed about 50 feet of 66-inch pipe, the larger diameter pipe, across Rosedale Road and heading north. Delivery and staging of the rest of the 66-inch pipe is ongoing. Microtunneling work, that's how we're going to get underneath Butternut Creek. That began on May 24th. And finally, last note on this one is we have a planned closure this weekend of 209th right near Farmington to enable us to get across that roadway as quickly and safely as possible. So we have a closure for the weekend, June 4th through 6th. And so last note on our construction projects is that they all remain on track and progressing according to plan, and all the contractors are remaining in compliance with the Governor's Executive Order 20-12 regarding hygiene and social distancing. That concludes this month's safety, our general manager's report. Be glad to take any questions if there are any.
I'm not seeing or hearing anybody say for questions, Dave. Thank you very much. I like it when your reports are nice like that. That means you're doing something correct. Next thing on our agenda is the public comment. I guess I'm right back to Dave since he is monitoring. If somebody from the public has joined us and needs to make a comment, or are we still done?
Doesn't look like there's any public comment today.
Thank you very much. Next thing is the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. First item of the day is to approve the May 6th meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call. I'm sorry, first I need a motion and a second before we can conduct the roll call.
Commissioner Beatty, I move the consent agenda.
Commissioner Duggan, I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
Commissioner Beatty?
Yes.
Commissioner Judah?
Yes.
Commissioner Duggan?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you. The next item today is a business agenda items. First item A is to consider adopting resolution number WWSS 10-21. Approving an agreement on behalf of the Willamette Water Supply Commission between TVWD and the Bonneville Power Administration, agreement number 21TP-12325. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Chair Judah. Our PLM 1.3 project, located in Wilsonville, includes pipeline in the Southwest Ritter Road right-of-way, which is directly between BPA's Oregon City substation and their 500 kilovolt Pearl substation, significant pieces of BPA infrastructure. There are components tying the substation grounding mats together, plus a buried power cable crossing Ritter Road. Our team has been coordinating with BPA for years about the technical considerations of a pipeline between two substations, and now, with the 60% design complete, we are ready to move forward with the proposed agreement. By executing the agreement, it will initiate BPA's design and construction efforts to relocate these components for us. Coordinating with BPA adds cost to the PLM 1.3 project, approximately $130,000 to be drawn from project contingency. But entering into this agreement and relocating the lines allows the Willamette Water Supply System pipeline to be installed at a shallower elevation One of the existing BPA features is located 11.5 feet below the ground surface and in direct conflict with our preferred trench depth. Through this agreement, BPA will relocate that line above our pipe zone, making pipeline construction simpler, safer, and more economical. The proposed agreement is crafted to be between BPA and TWWD on behalf of the Willamette Water Supply System. TWWD is already in the BPA vendor system because of previous program-related efforts prior to the creation of the commission. Additionally, as managing agency, TWWD will be responsible for the payment to BPA, and BPA needs the agreement and payment to match. Both TWWD and Willamette Water Supply legal counsels have conferred and determined that no separate TWWD action is required to enter into this agreement on behalf of the Willamette Water Supply System Commission. Staff recommend approval of the proposed resolution by the Willamette Water Supply System Commission, authorizing TWWD to enter into this agreement with BPA on the WWSS's behalf. May I answer any questions?
Thank you. I'm not hearing any questions. Therefore, I'll move on. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 10-21, approving an agreement on behalf of the Willamette Water Supply Commission between the Tualatin Valley Water District and the Bonneville Power Administration, agreement number 21-TP-12325.
Commissioner Beatty, so moved.
Commissioner Duggan, second.
We have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
Commissioner Beatty.
Yes.
Commissioner Judah.
Yes.
Commissioner Duggan.
Yes.
Thank you all. The motion passes. Next item on today's agenda, item B, is to consider approving an annual work plan for Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. to provide program and construction management services for the Willamette Water Supply Program during fiscal year 2022. Mr. Krasko will present the staff report.
Thank you again, Chair Judah and Commissioners. Continuing on to the next slide here. So when we, this is our Gantt chart of the overall program. All of our projects there are on the left-hand side, and the bar is indicating what activities we have going on during the course of the year. And so we always look at this when we're trying to figure out what are going to be our activities in the next fiscal year, because this is our plan of how we're going to get all this work done. Next click, please. So essentially you see the dotted line there, and really this annual work plan and budget represents a slice of the baseline 6.1. So this is the baseline that this board approved back at the April meeting, and you see all the bars that it hits, and those are all the activities regarding all of our projects that we're going to be tackling over the next fiscal year. And so that informs us in terms of what help we're going to need from our consultant staff to get this work done. Next slide, please. So, and what that adds up to on this is completing design of 7 projects in this next fiscal year, advancing 16 construction projects. You just heard me report out on 6 active construction projects we have right now. A year from now, that list will be 16, and I'm going to have to find a way to make my general manager's reports a lot more efficient, otherwise they'll be very, very long. We're also going to be continuing our other program management activities, including WIFIA compliance, loan programs, our safety program, both in the office and broader at all of our construction sites, and our communications and outreach program, which will expand as well because we'll be impacting a lot more of the community with our construction projects. Continued acquisitions in the next fiscal year, real estate, permits, land use approvals, and procurement, and continuing our planning activities as well, water supply integration, commissioning and startup, and ongoing operations to come. Next slide, please. So, with the Stantec services, they were originally procured back in 2015. And so at this point, it might feel a little bit like a sole source contract, but there was a lot of work done there back in 2015 in order to get this right. There was designated 11 half-year term on the contract. So The idea is that we're going to get these people in-house and have them help us and build the institutional knowledge and see it all the way through. So that was part of this agreement. But each year we go through this negotiation of these annual work plans. When we negotiated this contract back in 2015, cost was a key consideration in the initial selection of the program and construction management firm. The contract uses labor rate multipliers that do not change. So we renegotiated those labor rate multipliers back in 2015. The annual labor rate adjustments are capped by the contract and are reviewed and approved by the program director, myself. And the Stantec annual adjustments have consistently been lower than that allowed by the contract. Any staff proposed for the program work are reviewed and approved by me and also my staff. And the considerations when we're considering approval of any staff are their role, their qualifications for that role, the labor rate, and any mobility costs. And then finally, another point about this is that the annual work plan is negotiated each year, as I mentioned, and it's based on the anticipated activities. And the Stantec spend has consistently been below budget each year, ranging anywhere from 68% in 1 year. I think that was really early in the program when we're still figuring out the program itself, up to 99%. And I believe the 99% is this year, actually, where we're just about at budget at the end of the fiscal year. Generally, it's around in the 90% range. Next slide, please. So what is the budget for the next fiscal year? It's quite large. It's almost $18 million, $17,845,838. That was refined down. This is the third iteration of the budget. So working with Stantec during the early part of this year, we refined that down about $800,000 from the initial estimate. This value is within baseline 6.1. So it is within the approved budget back in April. It's about 10% of the total plan spend for the next fiscal year, which is consistent with last year as construction activities have been ramping up. But it's about a 40% increase in budget over last year, which makes sense because there's a major increase in construction activities, which requires a significant expansion of staff, including construction managers, inspectors, and specialists. Next slide, please. So how does it break down by partner? It looks like this. The $17,845,000, about $1.19 million for Beaverton, about $5.7 million for Hillsboro, about $10.7 million for TVWD, and the balance is going to be covered by the WIF commission. I think I've got one more slide. And there it is, questions. So that was a lot of information, very large contract, but I wholeheartedly support it and be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Dave. Is there any questions from fellow commissioners or any staff online? Not hearing any questions. We'll move to a motion then. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the annual work plan for Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. to provide program and construction management services for the Willamette Water Supply Program during fiscal year 2022? Please remember to state your name prior to making a motion and second for this item.
This is Commissioner Duggan. So moved.
Second. Commissioner Beatty.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
Commissioner Beatty.
Yes.
Commissioner Judah.
Yes.
Commissioner Duggan.
Yes.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you very much.
Chair Judah?
Yes, sir.
If I could just ask for a little moment in time here. So thank you for that, appreciate it, because we definitely need the help in this next fiscal year. It's gonna be a busy fiscal year. And I wanted to allow Bill Vandeveer, the program manager from Stantec, to just say a word.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Judah and commissioners. This is Bill Vandeveer, program manager for the supply program. I also carry another title, which is Vice President with Stantec. And on behalf of the company, I want to thank you for your trust and your confidence and the privilege to work on this program. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you very much. So far, we think you've been doing an excellent job, Bill.
I will endeavor to even exceed that.
All right. All right, the next item on our agenda today, item C. Consider adopting resolution number WWSS 11-21, establishing regular monthly meeting dates of the Water Supply System Board of Commissioners for the fiscal year 2021-22. Again, we get to hear from Mr. Kraska.
This is one of the easier items. So we need a calendar to have our meetings. And given the activity that's coming our way, we recommend continuing with monthly meetings, and we recommend continuing with the schedule that seems to be working for us to date, which is the first Thursday of each month at noon. And so that's essentially what's in the staff report and the resolution. And if there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions or concerns by anybody regarding the proposed meeting schedule? Hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 11-21 establishing the regular monthly meeting dates of the Willamette Water Supply System Board of Commissioners for the fiscal year 2021-22? Again, please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second.
Commissioner Beatty, so moved.
Commissioner Duggan, second.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
Commissioner Beatty?
Yes.
Commissioner Judah?
Yes.
Commissioner Duggan?
Yes.
The motion passes. Thank you. The next item? Consider adopting resolution WWSS 12-21, approving delegation of authority to the Tualatin Valley Water District to seek state and tribal assistance grant funding. Mr. Kraska will present.
Thank you once again, Chair Judah. So yes, this is a fairly straightforward item. It is basically cleaning up some paperwork and delegating some authority to TVWD. What's going on here is there is a desire to pursue, or at least apply for, submit a letter of interest for state and tribal assistance grant funding. To be considered for that funding, we have to submit this letter of interest, and it has to be done by June 15th that's coming up, just in a couple of weeks. So this application, or the letter of interest, requires a water system identification number. The WWSS commission or system does not currently have a water system identification number. And so what we would be doing through this resolution is delegating authority to TVWD to use its water system identification number for this letter of interest. It's really as simple as that. Basically just trying to make clear the authority that TVWD has to apply for this to the benefit of the WWSS Commission. And that's pretty much sums it up, but I'd be glad to answer any questions if there's any confusion or if there's any other information needed.
Thank you, Dave. Fellow commissioners or staff, do we have any questions for Mr. Kraska in this presentation?
This is Commissioner Duggan. I just wanted to thank staff for putting this together and getting it before us so that we can meet the deadline. So thank you.
All right, Dave, I guess I do have one question. It's very nice and very convenient for TVWD to make this offer and for us to be able to use it, but what is the long-term risk, if any? I ask that because if using this number puts TVWD in a situation where they could be at some level of risk when the risk actually needs to belong to the WWSS, is there any of that to be concerned about?
I don't think so. We've done this is pretty narrow in that we're just using the water system ID of the managing agency for the WWSS. For a letter of interest on funding, for a funding application. So where this may lead to, whether it's this STAG grant opportunity or some other form of funding, the funding would actually be owned essentially by TVWD, Hillsboro, Beaverton separately. So that would be managed separately outside of this application process. So I'm not an attorney, but I really don't think we're presenting any new risk to TVWD uh, that it that it shouldn't essentially be okay with as the managing agency for the WWSS.
All right, thank you. I believe that answers my question. Frankly, what I was thinking of is I know that the managing agency position can be a temporary position, meaning it may not always be TBWD, just speculating.
Sure.
And yeah. I didn't know if having using their number and getting this loan and tying that into everything else was going to cause a potential risk if for some reason TBWD was no longer the managing agency.
True. I believe the IGA has TBWD as the managing agency through, it might be 2032. So I think there was the managing agency designation was through the standing up of the program, through the construction of the WWSS, and the first 6 years of operation, if I'm not mistaken. And then thereafter, certainly the board would perform a review of the managing agency and then determine if a change needs to be made later. So I think in terms of that risk, could the managing agency change? Suppose it could, but it would require a change in the intergovernmental agreement as well.
All right, thank you very much. Assuming no other questions, I'll pause for a second to make sure. All right, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 12-21, approving delegation of authority to the Tuolumne Valley Water District to seek state and tribal assistance grant funding? Once again, please remember to state your name prior to making a motion or a second. Commissioner Duggan or Beatty?
This is Commissioner Duggan. I so move.
Commissioner Beatty, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
Commissioner Beatty?
Yes.
Commissioner Duda?
Yes.
Commissioner Duggan?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you again. The next agenda item is information items. Item A, Ms. Bennett will present the business agenda items planned for July.
Thank you, Commissioners. I will provide a brief overview of the items we expect to have on the business agenda next month. As you have observed, many of these items are dynamic, especially when we are coordinating with outside parties, so items may be delayed or new items may emerge on the business agenda items for next month. So our first one for today is to adopt a Reservoir 1 Washington County Land Use and Transportation Agreement for the Grabhorn Road realignment. The Willamette Water Supply System currently owns property adjacent to the Reservoir 1 site that will be used for construction, staging, and pipeline construction. At this same location, Washington County is planning for roadway improvements on Grabhorn Road as conceptualized in the Cooper Mountain Community Plan. This IGA establishes coordination and cooperation between Willamette Water Supply System and Washington County to support our Reservoir 1 construction and the county's future plans for the Grabhorn Road realignment. At the next Willamette Water Supply System Board meeting, staff plan to present the proposed intergovernmental agreement with a recommendation to the board to adopt it through resolution. Second item is a new item, PLM 4.2 Washington County Land Use and Transportation, Teton DeLanger Farms Design IGA. It's our Amendment 3 to that IGA. The design of the Willamette Water Supply System and Washington County's partnered project that we call PLM 4.2 on Southwest Tualatin Sherwood Road between Southwest Teton Avenue and Langer Farms Parkway is nearly complete. This proposed Amendment 3 updates the project's design-related cost shares and schedule milestones to reflect the current refined plan for delivery of this partnership project. At the next board meeting, staff plan to present the proposed amendment to the board with a recommendation to adopt it through resolution. Next item is also new, PLM 4.4, Washington County Land Use and Transportation, Roy Rogers Road Design IGA Amendment 1. The design of the Willamette Water Supply System and Washington County Partnered Project, PLM 4.4, which is on Roy Rogers Road between Borchers Drive and Chicken Creek, is nearly complete. This proposed Amendment 1 updates the project's design-related cost shares and schedule milestones similar to PLM 4.2's. At the next meeting, we plan to present the proposed amendment to the agreement to the board with a recommendation to adopt it through resolution. Fourth item is to approve a settlement agreement with W4 LLC for a PLM 1.3 project. In 2016, TVWD in Hillsboro procured permanent and temporary easements along the preliminary design pipeline alignment near the PLM 2.0 Kinsman Road pipeline project. Due to an error at the title company, these easements were not properly reported to the new owner when the property was sold in 2016. Since then, the owner has developed the site with a parking lot, lighting, and landscaping. Willamette Water Supply System staff and legal counsel are working with the property owner to develop a plan to accommodate the current and additional future development on the site by accelerating approximately 800 feet of pipeline at no additional cost to the Willamette Water Supply System. Program staff plan to provide an overview of the proposed settlement agreement and recommend its approval at the next board meeting. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Hearing no questions, thank you very much for that summary of the business agenda items planned for July. Item B under our information items, the next regular board meeting is scheduled for July 1st, 2021 at 12 noon via Microsoft Teams. For communication and non-agenda items, there are no communication or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. And give anybody a chance to speak now if they have some questions or comments before I adjourn.
Chair Judah, I wanted to thank you for your concern about some unintended consequences or risk to TVWD for the state and tribal grant application using the TVWD number. I appreciate that, but I'm confident that that the risk is low and probably acceptable to the rest of the TVWD board, but I thank you very much for that inquiry.
Thank you. Anybody else today? All right. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Enjoy the nice weather.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.